If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration. Yes, that time has arrived. The time for you to listen and to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You get the privilege of hearing these soundbites, and then it's all up to you. You pick which should be Soundbite of the Week. You can choose and vote for the soundbite you want to be Soundbite of the Week because you agree or disagree or find it remarkable or find it unique or want to hear it again or want someone else to hear it. All those reasons are great. All we ask that you do is you listen to our four soundbites that we have for you on this Friday afternoon, July the 2nd, and then call us and vote, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Email us with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or vote for your favorite at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. It's from yesterday's Pastor's Roundtable, Pastor Matt Gehrke, talking about Jesus between the two thieves.
On the cross, Jesus became the greatest thief for us. How did he become the greatest thief for us? He, if I can say it, stole my sins and then suffered my punishment on that cross. I think it's absolutely fitting that he's crucified between thieves on a cross, and more fitting is what he says to that one thief on the cross, as he says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom, and Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. We find a Savior who took on our sins of the seventh commandment and forgives us. Zacchaeus, tax collector, and famous for stealing from people as he collected taxes. And whose house did Jesus go to when he ran into Zacchaeus up in that tree? He went to Zacchaeus' house. He forgave his sins. And through the cross, Jesus forgives your sins and my sins.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, email us talkback@issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It's Dr. T. David Gordon. We were talking about contemporary worship, and he had these thoughts on contemporary worship music.
Many years ago when I was young, once or twice a year, during the formal worship at the church, we would sing, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. And it was sort of a nice little gesture to the young people in the church, the children who hadn't learned to read yet. And so once or twice a year, we would sing that. If you actually compare that, its lyrics and its music, to most of what is sung in the contemporary services today, it's actually better. It's more demanding. And so now, all that we sing all the time is easier than a children's hymn was just 30 years ago. And to me, this is un-Pauline. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, and I reasoned as a child and thought as a child. But when I became a man, I gave up my childish ways. Here we're in a culture in which people simply won't be adults. We're childish in our amusement. We're childish in the art we consume. We're childish in almost everything we do. And we just don't want to be challenged as adults in any way.
That's soundbite number two, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three, Colleen Carroll Campbell. The question is pro-life a meaningless term?
Gloria Steinem and the other feminists on the show, J. Moo Green, are ignoring the fact that they, too, have worked very hard at marketing and branding, and the fact that they use this term pro-choice as if those of us who want a child to have a choice in whether or not that child lives, who want the father to have a choice, who want American voters to have a choice on this question rather than having it dictated by judges who took that choice out of our hands. There are a lot of ways that a pro-lifer could situate himself under the pro-choice umbrella if we're going to define these terms so broadly. So, you know, if we're going to call pro-life a meaningless term, I think we could say the same for pro-choice.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? Vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Now, it's time for you to get ready to vote. Here's the last soundbite for your consideration. Soundbite number four, Dr. Richard Stuckwish. He's quoting Cyril of Alexandria on the raising of the widow's son.
Christ raised him who was descending to his grave. The manner of his rising is plain to see. He touched, it says, the bier and said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." How was not a word enough for raising him who was lying there? What is so difficult to it or past accomplishment? What is more powerful than the word of God? Why, then, did he not work the miracle by only a word, but also touch the bier? It was, my beloved, that you might learn that the holy body of Christ is productive for the salvation of man. The flesh of the almighty word is the body of life, and was clothed with his might. Consider that iron, when brought into contact with fire, produces the effects of fire and fulfills its functions. The flesh of Christ also has the power of giving life and annihilates the influence of death and corruption, because it is the flesh of the Word who gives life to all. May our Lord Jesus Christ also touch us, that delivering us from evil works, even from fleshly lusts, he may unite us to the assemblies of the saints.
Now it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, July the 2nd. Our call-in number for your votes, and those who call in with their vote get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can email us with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can tweet us, @issuesetc, or leave your vote for us. Remember to say where you listen and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Gehrke on Jesus Between the Two Thieves? Soundbite number two, Dr. T. David Gordon on contemporary worship music? Soundbite number three, Colleen Carroll Campbell, is pro-life a meaningless term? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Richard Stuckwish quoting Cyril of Alexandria on the raising of the widow's son? Now, best vote this Friday, as usual, gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click find a church.
No Sonatocrats allowed. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Gloria Christi Lutheran, Greeley, Colorado. St. John's Lutheran, Rosemount, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Waltham, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Fredericktown, Missouri. Zion Lutheran, Gravelton, Missouri. Christ the King Lutheran, Billings, Montana. Redeemer Lutheran, Nashville, Tennessee. And Zion Lutheran, Douglas, Wyoming. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. All right, now it is time. You get to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week every Friday afternoon. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, Matt in Justice, Illinois, via email says, tough choices this week between Dr. Gordon on praise music and the Reverend Gehrke on Jesus Between Two Thieves. Although Dr. Gordon provides an accurate and biting critique of contemporary worship using both scripture and practical theology, I'm going to vote for Pastor Gehrke. Pastor Gehrke's soundbite adds a good deal of depth to the climax of the Bible, the passion and resurrection of Christ. The gospel writers provide for faithful Christians layer upon layer of symbolism. I hadn't considered the theological significance of the thieves crucified with Jesus and the thievery of Zacchaeus and their relationship to the seventh commandment until Pastor Gehrke pointed it out. Well, Matt in Justice, Illinois, thank you very much for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Bob in Newport, Vermont says, I vote for Soundbite number 2, Dr. T. David Gordon, Contemporary Worship Music. This 35-minute nugget of an interview is one of your best in the past several months. It was actually really, really good. He goes on to say, this soundbite documents the dumbing down of American church music, but the most important concept I got from the interview was that American evangelicalism is the first subculture in history to hold a relativistic aesthetic standard while supposedly holding to absolute ethical standards. That's something he actually did point out. All too often, we are hit by it's all a matter of personal taste and stylistic preferences arguments of the guitar-wielding, happy-clappy gang. Dr. Gordon, with his willing accomplice, Todd Wilkin, has given us good arguments against those who claim that religious music is style neutral. Thank you for informing us of Dr. Gordon's book, Why Johnny Can't Sing Hymns. It's a tremendous book. It really is. And thank you very much, Bob, in Newport, Vermont. Via Facebook, Gary in Canada says, people quickly resort to wanting to have childlike faith, which they perceive to be an uninformed faith. Rather, childlike faith is best understood by the depth of trust in the one who is speaking, because of the biblical support he gave for the argument for a substantive content to worship music. My vote goes to soundbite number 2, and that would be Dr. T. David Gordon on contemporary Christian worship music. Now, here's a vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week from the comment line.
Hi, my name is Richard Grossman. I'm calling from Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, and I'm calling to vote for Reverend Dr. T. David Gordon for Soundbite of the Week. I hope I'm not cheating because I go to church with Dr. Gordon, but I thought his comment was great because that historical perspective of what was a children's song compared to how really banal and infantile so much contemporary worship music is today, that historical perspective really kind of, I hope, a wake-up call for the church. Thank you.
And thank you. Thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. This one comes from Ted via Facebook. He says, I'm listening from Regina, Saskatchewan. Number 2, Dr. T. David Gordon, he says, that's my vote. This very observant it is very possible that most of the baby boomers never actually grew up. I'll be interested to see if they will. If the baby boomers' old physical age, the young may need to become their parents both in life and in faith. Well, it may, you're right, it may actually fall to the generation that has followed us baby boomers to reintroduce us and the rest of the church to the historic Christian faith. I think that next generation is primed and ready to do it, if my observation counts for anything. Thank you, Ted, for your vote. Thanks for listening in Canada as well. That's two Canada votes, I think, already so far during Soundbite of the Week. What about the rest of you? Plenty of time for your votes for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Remember, if you vote, well, you don't get to go vote first anymore because we've already beat you to the punch. This one comes from Karen in Michigan. She says, my vote for Soundbite of the Week is Dr. Richard Stuckwish, a faithful pastor that preaches the gospel. Karen, thank you very much for your vote. Let's see what Josh has to say, calling from his car. Josh, welcome.
Thank you, Todd. Good afternoon. My vote is for Soundbite number one, because I think it would be funny if that soundbite steals the show.
Thank you very much, Josh. Okay, thieves and stealing the show. Very good, Josh. Very good. What about the rest of you? Talk back at issuesetc.org or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Connie says, my daughter, Mackenzie, votes for Jesus between the two thieves because it's a different way of looking at the crucifixion. I like the idea of Jesus as a thief of our sin for the way it compels us to view God's relationship to man, because stealing is a sin and God does not break his own laws. His stealing of sin reminds us that we are his creation to do with as he wills. That's right. If he wants your sin, he can take it, can't he? I vote for contemporary worship music. The people in the pew are so often treated as intellectual dunces who are unable to grasp theological concepts. I can hear the discussion now. These old hymns are too difficult to understand. They're a turnoff to today's churchgoers. Thus, some congregations are fed 7-Eleven songs. Thank God for the hymns, the Bible put to music, and thank God for Issues, etc., for believing that the average Joe not only can understand theology, but actually enjoys and desires it. Thank you very much for that vote as well. This one comes from, let's see, Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. A vote for soundbite number one. I never thought of someone wanting to steal sins, but I'm so grateful that Christ did steal my sins and then paid the price for my sins. Just as Jesus visited the thief Zacchaeus, he visits me in my house of worship every week at the Eucharist. What a blessing that he stole my sins and then visits me with forgiveness. Here's another vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is Paul in Milwaukee voting for Soundbite of the Week and maybe teaching a bit. My lights numbers 1 and 4 are disqualified. Jesus is not a thief. On the cross, he properly fulfilled the economy of God. Dr. Stuckwish's bite, by my hearing, is not Dr. Stuckwish, but Dr. Stuckwish quoting somebody else. I suspect Dr. Gordon, number two, believes there are serious, major, childish tendencies in society, and not what he literally said. We can't fill in assumed blanks in the soundbite with our apologies, but have to take the bites as they are. One vote, then, for number three, for Mrs. Campbell's comment on pro-life. While not original, it was true, important, relevant to Issues, etc. purposes, a whole in itself, and clearly stated. Thanks for consideration. We are all beggars.
All right, thank you very much for that vote. One time for one last vote here. This one comes from Matt in Garrison, Minnesota. I vote for Pastor Gehrke on the two thieves because, one, he has outstanding facial hair. He is a distinguished grad of the greatest of the Concordias, Wisconsin. He needs a victory in his life. He's a Cubs fan. The gentleman he was on the air with that round table is quite handsome. In all seriousness, his comment about the thieves highlights the depth of Jesus' love. He hangs there dying for both the hostile thief and the repentant thief. Great insight I'd never contemplated. Thank you very much, Matt, for that vote. And that's the winner, soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Gehrke, Jesus between two thieves.
On the cross, Jesus became the greatest thief for us. How did he become the greatest thief for us? He, if I can say it, stole my sins and then suffered my punishment on that cross. I think it's absolutely fitting that he's crucified between thieves on a cross. And more fitting is what he says to that one thief on the cross, as he says, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." We find a Savior who took on our sins of the seventh commandment and forgives us. Zacchaeus, tax collector, and famous for stealing from people as he collected taxes. And whose house did Jesus go to when he ran into Zacchaeus up in that tree? He went to Zacchaeus' house. He forgave his sins. And through the cross, Jesus forgives your sins and my sins.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Matt Gehrke, Jesus Between Two Thieves. He told him when he left the studio the other day that he was probably going to be up for Soundbite of the Week. We didn't guarantee him a win, but he certainly pulled one out. Now, the LPR bundle package goes to Gary in Canada. I could give it to just about anybody. It goes to Gary in Canada. Gary, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and give us your shirt size and your mailing address, and we'll send out the LPR bundle package to you. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a donation this weekend. You can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Or you can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening to us, and thanks for supporting us. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the Book of Exodus. Dr. Paul Schreiber of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis will be our guest. Tuesday, we'll begin a series with Dr. Carl Fakencher of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, about law and gospel. A busy week next week on Issues Etc. You know, Jesus says you can't plunder the strong man's house unless first you deal with the strong man, and then you can take anything you want from him. Guess what? That's what Jesus did. He dealt with the strong man, Satan. He overpowered him in his own death at the cross, and he stole back from Satan, us, and everything else. He took from us our sins, and now it all belongs to him, and we belong to him. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.